T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, well, well.
Boy.
The Lions did exactly what we thought they would do. They go out Oakland and what? The offense puts up a bunch of numbers, a bunch of points. The defense can't stop the run. They didn't slow down Josh Jacobs. They lose by a touchdown on the road, and now they are under 500 officially.
Yeah, I think I've learned over these many years. I've been covering the Lions for like upwards of like 2 or 3 years now. I mean, decades.
How many years have they taken off your life?
Tons. And I picked the Raiders to win the game 34-27, and they won 31-24. But that's exactly what I thought. It would go back and forth, touchdown, touchdown, can't stop them. Something bizarre would happen at the end, and it did. That was a snazzy little play they drew up there at the end, wasn't it? Before you have your admission, Bogey's making an admission. I don't know what it is. Can I just say, and I've said this before, this is probably the 892nd time I've said it. I honestly, in 100%, do not understand how Lions fans do it. I don't. I really don't.
Me neither.
I guess it wasn't the most heartbreaking loss. You only would have tied it at the end, but that's like way down the list of heartbreaking losses, or season breakers. It was unnecessary. It was unnecessary. Oakland's defense was terrible.
See, I get how Lions fans can come back to the table and feel that hope. You know, like I think every fan, the one thing that you always have, even if it's just a tiny amount, is some semblance of hope. That, you know what? Maybe they can get it right. Maybe somebody can figure it out, right?
Sure.
I think, are we to the point here with Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia where you just go, that hope might be lost? And then at that point, then I don't understand how Lions fans continue to go for it, because this regime, this head coach, this personnel, it does feel hopeless that it's ever going to result in anything big time. And what I mean by big time is making the playoffs, winning playoff games, being a legitimate contender, okay?
You know what I would do if I was Lions fans? Honestly, the rest of the way, just root for Stafford, Marvin Jones, and Galladay to set all sorts of records.
Why?
Just for fun, just for the hell of it. Wouldn't that be cool? What else? If you're going to watch the games, don't you want to see something different, unusual? I mean, they both had over 100 yards receiving yesterday, although they needed one more from one of them.
They could have used another yard from one of them. I don't know. Just saying.
One more yard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't see anything getting better on that defense. The running game. Watch Stafford and the fellas wing it around. Knock yourself out.
It's a total disaster. There are no answers. I don't think there's any reason to believe that this whole thing is going to work. But look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text, of course, is at 97136. Now, I want to make sure that I point this out. And I'm just going to stick to this because what you told me before we actually got on the air about what Stafford said on his little AM radio interview that nobody hears and nobody listens to, he was okay with the play, thought it was going to work, blah, blah, blah. That makes me mad.
He said he loved the play.
Yeah, exactly. They were going to walk in. Or if you're listening on AM, they were going to walk in.
Oh, stop it now.
I have to say.
It's a fine frequency.
That after only on 950, right down the hall, WWJ. That's
exactly.
It. That's the only one that's good or worth anything. As that play happened, Lions are down a touchdown. They're trying to tie the game. I, for the first time in 11 years.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Whoa. What's going on?
I felt bad for Matthew Stafford.
Oh, good for you.
I'm hard on him. I don't think he's going to win anything here. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
You do have a heart.
No, I feel weak. Like, I feel like a little bitch for feeling that way. But I like to, in the immediate aftermath of a big, play, I like to take those feelings and bring them on the air. I did it last week with the trade deadline thing. I want to be fair because I looked at that sequence. I looked at the personnel on the field, no Galladay, no Jones. And it's like, how did they even expect him to succeed in that spot? And look, he could have absolutely gotten in the face of Daryl Bevel. He could have checked to something on the field. He could have wanted something different. I wish his answer today, you know, would have been
that
different.
That kind of kills that idea.
It does. But in that specific moment, that's where you look at it and you go, that's not putting players in the best position to succeed. And that is one of those things that drives me absolutely insane when it comes to coaches. It does.
So how do you feel about yourself now, having made this admission? Do you feel
I feel even less
of a man? Do you feel, I don't know, like you want to go open a florist shop or something? Or
no, I mean, perhaps trade in my red car for, you know, like a yellow one, you know, something like that, like maybe.
A little tiny yellow smart car.
A yellow Beetle.
Beep, beep.
Ooh, I always wanted one of those VWs, back in the day.
Here it comes.
I wanted to make sure that I pointed that out, because there are people who, like, oh my gosh, we're wasting Matthew Stafford and he could be so good and gosh, they got to give him some help. In that specific instance, I was like, what do you want this guy to do?
Oh no, and earlier in that drive, he did take him down and was it third and fourth, whatever, when he ran up the middle and didn't even slide and got clobbered in the head and got right up. And yeah. I'm like, dude, this guy, it's almost like parody now. He's showing how hard he's trying as a subtle way of showing how little he has to work with, even though he won't verbalize it. It was a very good. He had the interception and there was the miss, whatever, with McKissick and the fumble. But that performance by a quarterback wins you an NFL game 85% of the time.
And I would agree with that. Then that's why I didn't think that the game was on Matthew Stafford.
No,
like we talked
I don't.
About it on Friday. Well, no. The conversation
oh,
was,
going into
did
it.
You think it was a Stafford game and blah, blah, blah. And that wasn't me trying to let him off the hook. I just figured, look, Matt Patricia is going to have to come up with some stops here. They're going to have to figure something out. And they weren't able to do so, which doesn't surprise me because that defense has been absolutely awful all year.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Since Patricia came out today in his little conference call and said that, you know, Paul Pasqualone has always called the plays, and I'm not going to take over play calling duties. Do you think there's any chance within the next week or two that he'll fire Pasqualone?
Of course, because he'll be the scapegoat. And
I think there's
they'll try to make it look like it was all him, and then Patricia, he's going to take the reins. And but it's not going to lead to anything.
It's not even necessarily all him. It's that Patricia has to have a young, vibrant, energy mind somewhere on his staff or somewhere in my... Nothing wrong with Pal Pasqualone, but he is, 70 years old and has sort of just been Patricia's mentor.
I don't think he does anything. This is Patricia's scheme. This is Patricia's game plans week in, week out.
Oh, it's his scheme and his game plans, but the game, the play-by-play, the snap-by-snap calls, I do think Pasqualone calls most of those because Patricia does have to worry about the larger picture.
Okay.
And they don't change anything. They don't adjust anything during the game.
Darius Slay said as much in the postgame.
Yes.
Basically saying, look, the same issues that we're having right now, we were having in week one when your boy, little Kyler Murray, was going up and down the field to tie that game at 24 and ruin the Lions' chance of getting a win. That's Patricia's game plan. That's Patricia's scheme.
Rush three guys.
And it doesn't get home, and it allows the quarterback to operate and feel comfortable and just make a throw, wait for a guy to get open. It's not working. And the thing is, whether Pasqualone's a defensive coordinator or they promote some young gun that's on the staff right now, do you really think it makes a difference? I don't.
Will it make a difference? No, I'm just saying, if your people cry for accountability, if they wanted to...
Accountability would be Patricia's gone right now.
Okay, but that's not going to happen. If they wanted to whack somebody right now, that would be who you whack.
Yeah, and it would mean nothing. Firing a defensive... I heard Gator talk about it this morning. Firing at what? Paul Pasqualone. Ooh, scary. Wow.
Well,
that is a bold move by the Lions. Who cares if you fire some guy that's basically almost dead?
Are you coming around then based on last week when you were destroying Stafford and now you realize that maybe he is a little bit hamstrung, perhaps, by
no,
the team?
No, for a split second, I just said, what do you want this guy to do?
There you go.
And then... You immediately look at it and you go, "What? How did Stafford not veto that? In the post game, how did Stafford not mention something else? In the interview we had today, how does Stafford not sit there and just, I don't know, say, hey, you know, it wasn't my play call, you know, Thought it was going to work. Didn't. How does he show no passion? After 11 years of winning nothing and accomplishing nothing, all these wasted numbers, all these wasted touchdowns, he still doesn't give you anything. So I felt bad for a second.
Yeah.
Terrible play call, terrible design. But I still overall think that you're not winning anything with Matthew Stafford.
I actually think, listening to him, I think the play was like an RPO. Because he said, I thought we were just going to walk in. I think...
It still doesn't matter.
No, I know, but I'm trying to figure out what the play is. I know. We can't just keep saying it doesn't matter. We're trying to figure out. I think he thought that they would bite on the guy up the middle and he could roll to the right, but the right edge wasn't open, so he had to run around and try this right. I think that's what it was.
Regardless, that's an awful play call.
I know. Without Kenny Golladay and
without Marvin Jones on the field.
Of course it is. I'm just trying to figure out what it was. And I think that's what it was.
That's fine.
Yeah. Which is so stupid.
Exactly. That's why I don't know that we need to even think about what was supposed to happen on that play. Kenny Golladay should have been on the field.
Oh, you mean not think about like maybe what we watched?
Well, no, it's just like no matter what happened on that play, it was a bad decision.
Of course it was.
That's my point. It's okay.
But I'd also like to know if somebody on the right side like Crosby or somebody just absolutely blew it. I'd like to know that.
Decker blew it.
Decker's the one on the right side.
You still put your offense in a position that, to not get the game tying touchdown, and you still put your quarterback out there without his weapons.
Kidding? That's if all. They had Golladay in there, they would have thrown a touchdown pass to him. They would have tied the game seemingly and be offensive pass interference. Who are we kidding?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.